Even with changes in the British Columbia Hockey League, BCHL, such as college eligibility, and the planned migration of some teams to the Western Hockey League, WHL, a Powell River Kings official sees the league as having strong potential. In past, the route to college hockey was through leagues such as the BCHL, because major junior league players were not eligible to play college hockey. This past year, the NCAA, National Collegiate Athletic Association, permitted major junior players who wanted to play college hockey to be able to transition from the major junior teams. "There's nothing we can do about that," said Kings head coach and general manager Steph Seeger. "The biggest thing that will probably change is in terms of age. We might get a little older and major junior might get a little younger. With that being said, I believe you'll see a league, BCHL, that is still extremely competitive. We'll still have a league that's getting many commitments to play Division I college hockey." Seeger said this past season, there were good 16, 17 and 18-year-old players who wanted to take a shot at major junior hockey and they had to do what is best for them. "For some of them, it worked out magically, and for some of them, it didn't, and maybe we will get to see them back again," said Seeger. "If not, then best of luck to them." As for the migration of the Penticton and Chilliwack franchises to the Western Hockey League, WHL, Seeger said it is his understanding that Penticton will keep its membership in the BCHL, which means there is potential for possible reallocation in the future. The Penticton V's plan on joining the WHL for the 2025-2026 hockey season. There has been a franchise application for the Chilliwack Chiefs to join the WHL in 2026-2027. This expansion would see the WHL grow to 24 teams, with 18 in Western Canada and 6 in the United States. Seeger said Chilliwack is committed to playing in the BCHL next season. "We in the league are still going to have players who are committed to playing college hockey and go on to school," said Seeger. "It's going to look a little bit different and we're all just going to have to get used to it. Sometimes, change happens, and it's not always in your control. You have to make the most of it." The BCHL is looking at how to keep things competitive and they're doing a great job with that. There's plenty of people in the league who know what they are doing and they have their business plan and hockey plan set in stone. It will change, but I'm not in those conversations. I just help out at home when I can, but the league is prepared for whatever could happen. We trust the BCHL is doing what is best for the league and we do what we can to make sure we take care of Powell River. In terms of balancing his responsibilities as head coach and general manager for the Kings, Seeger said it is not a job for the faint of heart, and one has to love hockey. "You really care about the kids you are working with and you have to have a really close-knit staff that can work together," said Seeger. "It's all about the time you put in. I'm no stranger to hard work or putting in the effort. I view the future as an awesome challenge for how we can get us out of that situation we're in terms of standings. I have some ideas up my sleeve." Seeger said last season, he jumped into his new responsibilities mid-season and it wasn't something he was expected to do. "Now, I have the summer to get some more grounding and really dig my feet into certain strategies and things I want to do to make them part of my coaching portfolio," said Seeger. "If there is anything I could leave the fans and supporters with, the Powell River Kings are here to stay. I've heard plenty of rumors otherwise, but we're back for another year and that's the biggest victory we can have, because I really do believe that Powell River needs a Junior A franchise. It's something that is good for the community and obviously good for a group of 25 kids who come in every single year. Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday."